Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guest is Dawson Moore, who is here to talk about the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, which will be happening coming up in June. Welcome, Dawson.
Hello.
So what's new this year?
Oh, there's a broad question. Now, we got a lot of new stuff. I mean, every year is a reinvention of the thing. You have things in place and you have all these setups in place, but every year it's sort of a revisiting and refiguring out how to do things. So we've a lot of stuff that's sort of back to the past to discover the present this year. Like, we have an evening on Sunday, the 14th of June, where we're going to have all of our featured artists reading from their own work as an evening. We used to do that a number of years ago.
This is the Last Frontier Theater Conference, which is an annual event taking place. It's a week long. It's like this gigantic orgy for thespians.
That's right. It's a smorgasbord.
Exactly. You know. And it's in June, what?
13th through the 20th.
13th through the 20th. And this is the 20th one or the 18th?
The 17th.
The 17th.
But we feel older.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to establish that early on so people know what
we're
saying.
Have any idea what I'm talking about? That seems
enthusiastically,
reasonable.
Enthusiastically, no. Absolutely. It was just kind of, hit that there. So it's coming up, and it's going to be another – I go every year, and so does Jean Paul here, and we just, love it, and it's one of the great perks of living in the great land.
It is, yeah. No, I mean, I obviously, before I started running the show, I went to it every year. I was there for 8 years in a row on my own dime before they started paying me to do it.
Yeah, wow. Well, good for you. Yeah. So you run the conference now?
With lots and lots and lots of help, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't usually take as much time on the program, but I have a way of advertising it that goes like this, because this is what it's like for me. You get up in the morning, you race through a little, whatever you need in the way of toiletries, you race up to the theater, you listen to a small lecture on whatever, and then you watch a play, and then you race off and watch another play, and then you maybe have some more information, or you see a third play, and then you have lunch, and while you have lunch, sometimes there's a lecture, and then right after lunch, there's a really good symposium, and then you watch another play, and then maybe you go to a class to learn about playwriting or acting, and then you get a break for dinner, and right after dinner, you go to the theater, and you see a staged play as opposed to a red play. And then you can party. There's always a party.
Always a party.
And then after the party, if you still feel like plays, there's the Fringe Festival.
which is like pure hell if you don't like theater. but everybody there is...
Presuming that you do, it's a fun time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of new programs in place this year. In terms of the evening shows, we're returning with the playwrights reading their own work night. We have some sort of L.A. actors who are good, strong, working actors with careers coming up.
Laura Gardner, Frank Collison.
And we've added a new one this year, Glenn Morshower. Glenn, not many people know his name, I think, but once you look at his resume, everybody knows who this guy is. Everybody has seen him in a bunch of things.
Well, that's like with Frank. I mean, it's like,
right.
Hey, he's all over the place.
Right.
They're on TV, him and his wife, Laura. Mm-hmm. And he was in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? And nicest guy, totally accessible, answer any question. Anybody who is aspiring toward a career, they'll tell you they got the nuts and bolts, very down-to-earth, good people, yeah.
This year we're going to use our L.A. people, directed by Boston Christopher, in a reading in one of the evening shows of one of the shows that was most popular last year in the Play Lab, Daniel Damiano's Day of the Dog. And I think it's going to be just a bang-up reading, and
they're
also good. Well, that's one of the reasons you do it, because, the way we schedule things, if you went to a reading every time you had a chance, you'd see a total of a third of the work we're putting on. So it's an over inundation the way we do it now, and that's on purpose, but it'll be exciting to get to share that play with everyone, because it's a great show. Daniel will be with us as well.
And how many plays are in the Play Lab? The Play Lab is where there's a staged reading of a new work.
Yeah, this year it's going to be something around 53-54 plays. The Play Lab happens Monday through Friday. 53-54 plays, and probably about half come from out of state, and about half come from inside the state after it's all said and done. But all the writers mm-hmm. have to be in attendance. And it's one of the things that you can never underestimate about the theater conference is that it's about meeting new people. It's about networking, and networking in the best possible sense, not in the schmoozing, oh, look, I met someone who might help my career, but just that right. you get to meet people who energize you and give you new ways of looking at art. And I think it's such an important part of the Alaskan theater scene that we have this event mm-hmm. once a year where we get challenged and all that by people from outside. And
the thrust mm-hmm. of the conference is on writing,
mm-hmm,
so that playwriting.
Though we added a lot of programs this year for actors. One of our main comments last year was that there wasn't quite enough for actors to do, so we added a bunch of new programs.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guest, Dawson Moore from the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, which is coming up soon.
In terms of programs for actors that we've added daily vocal warm-ups with Carrie Baker out of UAF. We've added an ongoing monologue workshop throughout the conference where actors will start on the first Saturday, have another class in the middle of the week, and then at the end of the week they'll put them up at the end, for a public performance. And all the monologues they'll be working with are things that were written by writers in the play lab. So they'll have a chance to work on these monologues that are brand new, that hardly anyone else has ever done before. They'll have the writer there to work with them to answer their questions.
And how many are they going to be, monologues?
Hard to say. You know, it's always when we do these new programs, it's a little crazy, a little, oh, yeah, we should have thought of that ahead of time. Oh, yeah, we should have thought of that ahead of time. So we'll go in with a lot of energy. If I was guessing, I'd guess 20, but it could be as few as 2 and as many as 40.
I just sent you one after Ryan said
excellent, it. Excellent. Yeah, so we felt like we hadn't gotten enough of them submitted, so we rattled the trees last Friday, and we've gotten a bunch more since then.
I sent one off just before.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Thank you. Yeah. And so who are the big shot writers that are going to be sharing their skills with us?
We have a lot of new people coming. This year. I mean, we have some of our great old ones like Arlene Hutton and Kia Corthran and stuff, but some of the new ones, Richard Dresser is coming up. I'm very excited about Richard. He's got a good long career.
Wow.
Also, you know, he's got a big long Hollywood career as well, in addition to staying with his love of theater and creating new plays. He also works regularly in creating film and television. I met Richard a couple of years ago at the Playwright Showcase of the Western Region and knew from about the first day I met him that I wanted him to come up and be a part of our process. I think people are going to be blown away. He's super smart and super friendly and really good, interesting guy. Craig Pospisil, hardest time saying that name, is going to come up. He works with Drama Display Service as one of their main editors and also has a long, long career of plays himself. Sherry Kramer is new to us. I saw a play of hers about a decade ago down in San Francisco that I loved called David's Red-Haired Death. For one thing, I think that's a great title. For another, it was a really exciting, interesting play. So those are some of the new people we got coming up. One of the other ones that I'm pretty excited about is John DeFusco. Primarily, he'd be known in Alaska
streamers.
Sacrilege. No, as the man who created Tracers.
Tracers.
which is my alma mater's crowning achievement, and going all the way to the Kennedy Center with that show. So we'll
a lot of the guys in that show are still around, and
absolutely.
They went on to become actors.
Yeah, no, we'll have three
There's
or four
Boston
of those.
Boston and Paul. And
Boston, Paul, Mike Daniels will be
Jeff
down
McCamish.
There with us. Jeff McCamish. There's, piles of them who will be with us. So it'll be great to have him here. He's a really nice guy and has a really long, interesting career as a director and as an actor. And he's definitely one of those hyphenates. You don't label him as playwright. I don't think he wrote another play for 20 years after Tracers. Just recently wrote Walking Through the Fire. And that was his first play, I think, since Tracers.
But is that also a Vietnam play?
No, it's more of a personal exploration play. He'll be doing a piece of it in that evening I talked about where playwrights read their own stuff.
Oh, great. So he's going to be reunioned with the Kennedy Center cast.
That's right.
Yeah, from Anchorage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this conference has really done a lot. It's such a renaissance. I mean, everybody's writing plays, mm-hmm. which we can blame you.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I can't really take credit. The people who founded it had a lot more to do with it. I never could have created this conference. I think I can run it okay. But I don't know that I ever could have come up with it and gotten people to pay for it and all that stuff.
And that was Dr. Jody
McDowell? That was Jody McDowell, who you primarily say that. And along with this artistic backing of Edward Albee, they were the ones who really forced it through. and made it happen in this obscure little hamlet down in Valdez.
Which people love to come to. It's just, you know,
it's one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Magnificent. And it's funny because people come from all over the world and they're just kind of blown away. And we get to have our way with them for a week.
I love meeting them when they get off the airplane and they do the 360 looking around them at the panorama of mountains and sky. And I get to rediscover how much I love that place every year through the people who are visiting.
Definitely.
Us.
And even if it's not beautiful every day, as it sometimes is, but it doesn't matter. It's great. So if anybody's interested in this theater thing, you could come and just indulge your love.
We have people of
endlessly.
All levels. Yeah, all levels. I mean, there are people who come and are writers, and people who come and are actors, and people who come and just want to see it and be a part of it and see what makes theater work.
I came just because for two or three times, and then somebody dared me to write a play, and I wrote it, and it got accepted. And my third play that's been accepted there is going to be read this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite a phenomenon, and it's probably one of the best around. I mean, people say that they've been to the Valdez Theater Conference, and they like it. They go to conferences. They must be independently wealthy or married to somebody who is, and this is all they do is they go to conferences and workshops and, you know, symposiums, and this is their favorite thing because of the people, because of the location, and just we get so much done. It's the best.
Well, we're talking about, in case anyone just tuned in, we're talking about the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez, which is one of the greatest playwriting conferences in the country. And many people in Anchorage don't realize that.
It is. Sometimes you don't manage to get there. I should reiterate for everybody, we're running June 13th to 20th this year. We have free housing available for people who need that. We do everything we can to make it affordable for people to come and join us down there. If people are interested in attending, they should contact me. They can do that through email is the easiest way. That's dmoore, D-M-O-O-R-E, at pwscc.edu. And I checked. If you put in theater conference in Google, we come up like 6th. So you can just theater conference and that'll find your way to contacting me about it.
Yeah. We have some local main stage productions too, which are going to be, which ones are they and who?
Let's see. We're bringing a show in from Perseverance. We're bringing in 8 Stars of Gold. The Man in the Attic is coming from out north. TBA Theater is going to produce 3 one-act plays by Alaskan authors on our Friday night show. We've got Lon Presnell, a longtime participant, coming up and putting on his one-man Abraham Lincoln show.
Yeah, well, this is the centennial bicentennial of 1809, 2009. He's a member of the Association of Lincoln Presenters.
That's right. Yeah,
is a fun website to check out.
It seemed like the right time. And moreover, I've been looking at Lon's silly facial hair for years. It's time to see what he does when he's playing Lincoln.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Well,
he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a very good time, and so are you guys. But our time is up.
Great. Well,
thanks very much for coming, Dawson.
Thanks,
Moore of the Last Frontier Theater Conference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, Thornton Wilder's American classic play, Our Town, continues its run on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. And this show runs through May the 31st. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net, or you can call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
Valley Performing Arts presents Anne of Green Gables. This show opened last week and runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sundays through June the 7th at the Mockatonce Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, call VPA at 373-0195 or go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, the Last Frontier Theater Conference is happening, coming up soon, June 13th through the 20th. Actually, it's more like the 14th through the 19th, but somewhere in there at the Valdez Civic Center. This is the thing we've been talking about previously on the show. For information or registration, call 834-1614, or you can go to website pwscc.edu. Or you can go to kska.org, where we have all the Stage Talk information reiterated that you can check out later on online. Prince William Sound Community College website will give you all the information you know about this year's theater conference in Valdez.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.